I used to get up at 4 every morning, so I start sleeping in now. Until 5:30 or 6 sometimes.
There you go.
Let's start.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and start. It's a little after 7, but pretty close. We'll call it 7. And welcome every, or Mr. Beckstead, to our meeting. To start, let's just all stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I guess we don't, unless you have a public comment you would like to make.
He's on the agenda, so he's...
So we'll let you comment on your agenda. Since there's nobody here, we'll bypass the public comments. And did you guys get a chance to look at the...
I did. I read through the minutes, and I thought they looked good.
I thought they looked good.
So I motion to approve them.
And I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, so the minutes for our meeting from July 10th have been approved. We don't have any business items to go over right now, and so our other business is, we've got Darren Beckstead to talk about a parcel. He'd like to replace an existing single-family dwelling that's on the property.
Are you guys familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with this particular property.
Is that where the trailer
West.
Is?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put a house there?
Well, a modular home.
Would be
know, but I need to, I want to put a foundation.
So a house.
So a prefab home, basically.
Whatever cheapest I can, something way better than what's there.
So you would completely remove the dwelling that's there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's laying on top of the other two homes that are somebody built. Who knows when.
So there's like an old foundation
yeah.
there or something?
There's two old, I pulled up two sewer boxes.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I had to put a new one in. And the health department says, well, you got to get rid of these first and tore up the old land drain. And put a new one in before you put it in. But I didn't tear out the concrete where the old foundation's on part of it. Tent came and pulled out part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left part for it to sit on, so it had something really solid.
Sorry, would you mind standing up by the microphone right here?
Oh,
this
sorry.
Is
going to
be
yeah,
it's recorded.
I totally forgot about that.
Oh. Sorry.
But yeah, yeah. So it, so it's a, you know, just so it's on a solid foundation, and
so you'd pour a new foundation, and then
yeah, rip out what's
then,
there,
and then okay,
yeah, make it work so it can use the existing newer sewer that I already put in.
Have you applied for a building permit?
Well,
that's the process.
That's
we're
the
doing
process
now.
We're.
What's the minimum footage?
Well,
this is a Class A or.
165 feet.
Agriculture.
So you know the.
What's the minimum footage?
The lot itself doesn't meet any of our current codes,
no.
But that lot has been in existence for how long?
For
forever.
I mean, when I look back,
yes.
It was. It looked like it was a parcel back in 1970. Does that sound familiar to you?
Even beyond that, because I guess Lou was born there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. This is the. It, there. It's like.
So
ancient dinosaurs.
So this is what the property looks like now. The what's
when
in
Lewiston
red?
Was established.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so that right now that's just a mobile home.
Yep.
Correct.
Where was the foundations?
Underneath.
Underneath the mobile home.
There's underneath those east and about 2/3 of the way to the west.
Hmm.
When Ted came, not Ted, when Paul was digging it. He kind of said, oh, there must be one here. Oh, this one's separate here. And then we had a, one was an actual tank, and the other one was like a, he called it a cesspool. And
yeah.
It was open.
Oh.
Mm.
And so we had to yank all them out.
So those are all gone, and it just has a septic tank there right now? Then.
Yeah, over there to the east of it. And the fill drain runs north and south.
So you own the property to the other side of that too, don't you?
Yeah.
What's the, is the minimum frontage, what's the minimum frontage?
Well, in the ag zone, it's 250, but again, where this is.
This is gonna be grandfathered in.
Yeah.
So I don't.
So, I mean, it's my understanding that he should be able to do that, he's just gonna have to comply with
The
current setbacks.
Right.
So, you know, 30 feet in the front, at least 30 feet in the back, and 10 feet on the sides. You would, I believe you just have to comply with the current setbacks, but as far as the parcel itself, it wouldn't need to meet the 250-foot frontage. It doesn't need the ag declaration.
No.
I'd probably want to just make sure with Seth, our attorney, to make sure we're interpreting that code correctly.
Right.
And.
Because that's what I thought when I read it.
Yeah.
That it would be grandfathered in and we should be okay, but just to be on the safe side, we probably need to.
Yeah, because it's not an existing home where. Well, it's not a parcel, that's a new parcel. That's where we run into problems.
Yeah.
Somebody created a parcel after 1995.
So if you moved those lines since 1995, which apparently they haven't been moved, so.
I mean, I think if, you know, we'll do our due diligence and ask the attorney just to be on the safe side, and while we're doing that, then you can do your due diligence and do all of the paperwork to
submit. The size of the home fits all that stuff.
Yeah, to submit to the.
Well, I know it's the distance from the road back, because they measured it when I put it there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So as long as, you know, you can get online and start doing the paperwork to submit the paperwork for a building permit, and then we'll just double check. But I didn't think that there would be an issue just because of the way I interpreted the.
Right.
Because the home you put on it, it's only going to be about twice as wide as.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I mean, it'll probably be the same length.
Same length.
But just twice as wide.
Yeah.
So.
I don't. Well, based off of what we was reading a month ago, I don't.
Yeah.
Think it would be a problem.
Have you looked into any, like, talked to anybody that does modular homes or?
Okay. I figured I'd start and then just
see what you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd.
I'm not worried about the home as much as finding somebody to pour me a foundation.
You would be using the existing water hookup, and then would you use the existing septic tank, or would you have to get a new one?
No, I'd use the existing one.
How old is that one?
When I moved there, 30.
I think you'll be required to have Bear River verify it's still good. But if it's still, you know, if the home's not much bigger than the existing one, then it's not going to be an issue with capacity.
Yeah,
but
they made me put one in. It was for two bathrooms. They said they don't care how many people live there. It's based on bathrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So there's a 1,000-gallon tank there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think in the process, they'll still have to reevaluate it. But, so I think that's, I'll get with our attorney and just make sure we are interpreting it correctly. And then, you know, once he gives the okay, then you can do whatever you need to do to find out what you want to do with it. And then as long as you're hitting the setbacks and everything, then it shouldn't be much of an issue. And the way we do permits now is it's an online system. You'll have to get online and submit plans and you know, the layout
and
everything.
And then the
building
inspector, they'll review them, and there's a checklist that they have to, you know, check off.
When I did my addition, we had to go through all that.
Right, right. So basically the same process.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate you coming in. Yeah, unless you have any other questions.
Yeah.
Somebody want to pay for it? Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Darren. Yeah,
thanks,
all right.
Darren.
Thanks, Darren. Take care.
So we have that, the rewording, is that something John wrote or is that something the attorney?
John had submitted something to Seth.
Okay.
But I think this is what Seth had come back with to kind of replace it.
Okay, so the, what, the red part?
And it, yeah, it's the, and actually, I think that first, that, in that section number one under D.
I,
okay.
When I read both of those, I thought that they both sounded like what we had discussed,
mm-hmm.
but more of the legal verbiage,
yeah,
no, I guess I'd want to say.
Yeah, and I didn't actually go back and look at exactly what John had submitted, but I know number five is basically Seth's word for word.
Word.
Yeah, the first one might be what John had originally
and, yeah.
submitted, but the number five, when it talks about the roads and stuff, that was Seth's.
I thought they both sounded good.
Okay. So we'll have to probably draft it into a ordinance.
Oh, okay. Can we just do, instead of an ordinance, can you amend an ordinance?
That's basically what it, the ordinance does,
okay.
Yeah. The ordinance is
just
making changes
we'll
to... Making changes to code,
everything
I guess,
else
is what it's doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything else will stay the same, just what's in red.
Just the, yeah, just what's in red.
Yeah, so I'll work on getting, and Seth may do that part too, but we'll work on getting that done because we've got to give 10-day notice before the meeting that we actually
have a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
My only question is, in the way it's written, well, maybe not even the way it's written, but like on roads where there's already existing homes on unpaved roads, and the only one I can think of is Halleck, there might be others. If somebody wanted to buy or build east of Halleck over there, if they bought a property over there when was able to build, how would they go about getting that road paved to the end of their property?
That's something that is
kind
of one of those things that
Larson's probably wouldn't have to pave because they're already there.
Could,
I don't know if the city would have to do that
part of it. Yeah, could the city kind of ante up a little?
No, they wouldn't want to.
Well, I know they don't want to, but,
they don't
want to
spend anything
but I mean, you can't. It can't be retrospect. You can't say,
no.
Okay, Halleck,
you've got to pave down
the road here.
Yeah, and it may be where if somebody does come in.
I think we just addressed it.
I don't know.
Are they just going to have to pave in front of their property?
Well, which that's.
Which would be.
Stupid.
I mean
that
wouldn't work either.
That,
as far as snow removal and
sense.
All that stuff, but. I don't think they even do, maybe they do snow removal now down through that road. But
yeah, and it may be something where they have to, what would you call it? Bond some money for future
and that's,
road improvement.
Yeah.
But that's probably a question for Seth, but I think.
But if we did that, if we got the ball rolling now, that maybe we could get, you know, working on that, then when the time comes, because I think it will come.
Yeah.
But not.
Well, the people that own the property would have to want to sell it, and it.
Well, yeah.
They don't have for sale signs.
And
that
right.
So.
But if we, you know, are being a little proactive about things, you know, then when the time does come.
Yeah, because I think this still gives us wiggle room, as far as. The city working with either the landowner or the developer on how to get it done. It's not saying you can't do it unless you pave the whole road or
right.
Because for example, the Idaho border road,
right.
You know, we don't even own the whole road.
Yeah.
So we would have to work with Franklin County and the landowner to decide how we would improve the road, whether
we would do that.
Yeah, whether
we. Well, and see, you've got another road down past Jackson Smith.
Yeah.
At the end of his road, there's a there's a, an existing home down at the end of that dirt road. But, I mean, and, you know, they could build homes all up along there. But,
yeah,
like you said, it's, you know, the landowner's going to have to sell it, but.
Yeah, and I think this just kind of gets us to a point where we have something that says you can't just run a line to the very beginning of your property
line.
So, like, to your property, you got to go to the end of your property.
Right.
That, as far as the water and stuff like that and all that makes sense, especially.
I mean, we've been able to enforce it so far just by it saying that it has to, Public Works has to sign off on it, but I think Seth was just a little concerned that we don't
have
it in writing,
that
it needs to go to the end.
Well,
of it.
Well,
that
we just
totally
need
makes
to,
sense.
You know, cover our tracks.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the main water, and, well, I don't know about the main water, but the sewers goes down that road anyway, doesn't it?
Which road?
Well, Second South. It goes all the way through there, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, that's just that road, but the other, like, where there's septics, because they also included in the one about the sewer line and stuff like that, but it's out in properties where the septics are, like, out by Jackson, or Jackson Smith. They don't have sewer out there anyway,
no.
So
no.
He's not going to have to put a sewer out.
No.
If somebody built down there.
Yeah.
Just because there's, it's not existent down that way anyway, but and nobody wants it to be existing down there anytime soon either.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, I'll work on that to get that ready for a public hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
Yeah, I think it's good, too. That was the only question I had, really, is, you know, what about existing people? Because it doesn't say anything about that. But.
Right.
And
yeah.
I don't know that it needs to, for sure.
I mean, whenever you update an ordinance, it does. If somebody has already, like, if somebody had already applied for a permit and got approved, you can't go back retroactively and say, by the way, now you have to do this.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Anyway.
I knew that would be the case, but it's like they're not going to just pave the road in front of their property. You know, that wouldn't work either. So.
Yeah.
But the water line would already be down that
way.
Cause there's other people down there.
I think the verbiage sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else anybody has for today?
Can't think of anything.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That's the way we like it.
Thanks for showing up. At least we had a.
Well, that's what we like.
Yeah.